The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Footy update now for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10.
Couldn't talk footy without talking to this ledge. It's Scotty Cummings. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jules. Morning, Chris. How are we today?
We are doing magnificently.
I am flying pretty high, actually. Melbourne looking pretty good.
You probably not supposed to do that on radio there.
Yeah, we've received warnings from the boss about Jules' behaviour this morning.
Righto.
No, look, we're sitting number 7 on the ladder right now. Melbourne looking pretty good, but they are going into a very important game tomorrow. They're taking on North Melbourne, and they haven't won a game against North since 2006.
Well, the good news is that this is at, in Hobart, so there's a chance to see some snow, and that really appeals to Melbourne players and supporters. Actually, hang on, I've got better than that. That's a cheap snow joke. And, but listen, the thing is with the D's at the moment, they're winning games that they should win. Like in the past, they would drop these sorts of games, taking on 17th. Well, normally they were in 17th, but taking on sides that they should beat, they have been beaten this year, and that's the positive. And they're a different side, so I think they can beat North, even though it's in Hobart, where North enjoy playing down there. I think they can win that, and they're very well drilled. Their skills have improved immensely. They're playing great team footy. I think they win.
What do you reckon about? I know Brad Scott's been accused of letting North Melbourne sort of tank this season to get maybe a chance at better draft picks next year. Do you reckon he's letting them tank, or do you reckon they're just actually playing really poorly this season?
Did you see him on the weekend? The little phone call he had with Majak Dor, it didn't look like he was tanking. It looked like he was taking it fairly seriously.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation because, there's reports in the paper yesterday about the young fella who's the Dusty Martin clone, and will probably go number one, North would certainly like him. They want Dusty, so they wouldn't mind if they can't get Dusty Martin. They wouldn't mind the bloke that is supposed to be the next Dusty.
Yeah.
So, look, I don't think that they are. I don't think Brad Scott's the sort of bloke that would allow sub performances. I think he's just got a young side and they're battling to win a game. So but the problem is while the incentive is there, the way that we do our draft system, then it is not a good thing for him to win.
No, yeah. which is really contradicting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But I just think he's too much of a competitor, and that vision last week, whether he's just really cranky with Magic or he really wants to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a brutal spray.
Yeah.
Ballarat's Western Bulldogs taking on the Bombers on Sunday at Etihad Stadium. We've had a good little string of wins lately. Do you reckon we'll be able to keep it up?
Well, I'm going to tip the Bombers in this one. Sorry to say that.
Oh, Scott, we'll hang up on you right now if we have to.
You're the first person to hang up on me. Don't worry about that. This is probably one of the games of the round. You know, it's a really exciting. We got the top 9 teams playing the bottom 9 teams. And, so a loss to those sides sitting in the 8 right now would really damage their final sort of credentials. And, you've got Essendon hanging on to 8th and the Doggies still trying to climb their way into it. So it's a massive game. It's probably the biggest ramifications on this game. I just think the Bombers playing at their best, and that's been the problem, their consistency. But if they can play at their best, I reckon they will just get over the top of the Dogs.
I hope you're wrong, Scotty, but I guess we'll have to see you on Sunday. Tonight,
half your listenership just abusing me right now.
No,
I can hear Ballarat collectively shouting at their radio.
Shaking a fist at the radio.
Yeah, the good news is that tipping has been putrid this year. My tipping has been putrid, so it gives the Doggies hope.
that's a good fair to call to make. Now, tonight we've got Hawthorn taking on Sydney. There's always a bit of rivalry between the two, but obviously Sydney have been performing a lot better during the recent part of the season.
Late resurgence.
Do you reckon this one could be close, or do you reckon it's pretty well predetermined deal?
No, I think it's going to be really close, and I think Hawthorn are up to their neck in this game. I am going to tip the Swannies. The last loss they had was against Hawthorn at the SCG, but they weren't playing as well as they are now. Hawthorn, though, are more than competitive, aren't they? And but I just think Sydney have just improved more than Hawthorn's improved since their last encounter, and I think they can come down and get the win, the Swannies. They're playing so well, and they've got a lot of teams quite frightened at what they can do in September.
Absolutely. Well, it kicks off tonight. Scott, you have a ripper of a weekend. What do you got on? You're just going to watch plenty of footy?
Mate, after making the snow joke, I'm actually heading up to Buller.
Of course you are.
Enjoying the weekends.
You've got to do some filming for the front bar tonight up at Buller.
It's tough life. Put the chains on the wheels. Get out there.
Well, the difference is when you do filming for the front bar, I go to the pub and I talk to the punters, and they're generally 8 or 9 pints in at the stage. I get to talk to them, but not sure that's going to be the case up at Buller, so I might have to work really hard to get a little bit of information out of the crew up there, but we'll see how we go.
Well, best of luck.
We're thinking of you. Doing it tough up there.
Have a great weekend, Scott.
All the best. See you later.
And for your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.